Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. With the rain around the border in recent months comes a renewed push to fix our battered rural roads and bridges. New South Wales Farmers has issued a desperate plea for some hefty federal funding in the upcoming budget to repair thousands of k's of damaged infrastructure statewide. President Xavier Martin says it's a chronic problem that's not getting fixed properly.
It used to be that trucks wreck roads, now roads wreck trucks. I mean, it gets getting to the point across much of New South Wales. Unless you've got an absolutely full-ticket four-wheel drive and drive very carefully and slowly, any other vehicle is just going to get damaged.
The Coalition Against Duck Shooting is continuing its push to have the duck hunting season in Victoria shut down. They yesterday laid a number of dead birds they claim were illegally shot at the doorstep of Premier Jacinta Allen's office. But Danny Ryan from the Duck Hunters Association says mistakes can occasionally be made.
Can never ever guarantee in this world anything, and there occasionally may be a shooter or a hunter that makes a mistake, and the occasional threatened species might get shot. It's just a product of bycatch. Fishermen do the same thing. It happens in commercial fishing. It happens in every aspect of life. Sometimes mistakes get made.
Danny says hunters do not deliberately target threatened species. New research has revealed the massive number of lives that were saved by getting a COVID jab. The vaccine campaign likely prevented the death of more than 17,000 people in New South Wales alone between August 2021 and July the next year. The research focused on people aged over the age of 50. And a brand new $50 million plastics recycling factory will be built in Ettamoga, meaning 30 jobs for the region. The Albury-Wodonga Football Association's under-12 girls rep team has made it through to the Kanga Cup. It's also earned them a big award, Wodonga Council giving the squad their Young Achievers Scheme Award during Monday night's meeting. And in the O&M, Albury's Elliot Powell's gone with the early plea and taken a one-match ban following a striking charge from the weekend.